Hello and welcome to GermanPodcast.de, the podcast to learn German. Today I want to talk about bicycles, but first I'll have to repeat some words from the lesson from last time, because several readers wrote me that I forgot about the sex of the words, about the gender, and of course you are right, the gender is important, so I'll go through the words again and give you the gender. Sorry about that. I'll really try to do it in the future. Okay, let's start with the old words from my Schlafzimmer. Das Schlafzimmer. Decke ist die Decke. Die Wand mit der Tapete. Die Nachttischlampe, das Kopfkissen, die Bettdecke und die Bettwäsche, die Taschenlampe, die Matratze, aber der Bezug. Die Balken ist Plural und ein Balken ist der Balken. Floor, Boden ist der Boden. Laminat ist das Laminat. Okay, that was the genders from last time. Gender. Now I'll talk about bicycles. And here in Switzerland they say Velo, while we in Germany say Fahrrad. Das Velo oder das Fahrrad. I've posted a picture again on the homepage, so you might want to go there and look at it in large. So it's on the iTunes too, so you can see it wherever you want. Okay, Velo is Swiss, and German is das Fahrrad. I'll start on the top left, der Lenker. That's the steering wheel. Der Lenker. The light is das Licht. Das Licht. The front wheel is Vorderrad. Das Vorderrad. And the Pneu, again Swiss. The Swiss say Pneu, while we in Germany say Reifen. Der Reifen. It's the rubber thing around the wheel. And then we have die Pedale. Der Flaschenhalter, so I put my drinking bottle, meine Trinkflasche, die Trinkflasche, so it's der Flaschenhalter, and I'm sitting on der Sattel, and I can lock my bike with das Schloss, and Schloss is the same word as Castle. Castle again, also is Schloss. Der Gepäckträger, so I can put some things on top of it. In this picture you can see that the Schloss is eingeklemmt auf dem Gepäckträger. And the Hinterrad is, also das Hinterrad, the wheel on the right. And my bike stands on der Ständer. Der Ständer. Okay, I hope you can't hear it. Hear the sound in the background. My neighbor, who's living below me, is screaming again. He's always screaming. I don't know what he's screaming about or why, but he's screaming all the time. And once I went there and ringed on the door and asked him to... I was very polite. I asked him to please be more quiet. And he got really ugly, but he isn't quite as loud anymore since then. We don't greet each other anymore, and I'm always smiling when I see him on the stairs, but yeah, he's still screaming, and we don't greet each other anymore. Oh, and by the way, I will stop with the German podcast. This is the last session. I won't do any more Just joking, because we have the 1st of April, and in Germany and Switzerland we have this custom that on the 1st of April everybody is doing jokes on everybody. The newspapers do it, the TV does it, and friends do it to each other. So we make some funny jokes. And by the way, I forgot about it. I was in the mountains today, and I was occupied with planning the trip and going there. And when we were on the top, we remembered, oh, today is the 1st of April. And that's why I didn't play any jokes on anybody. But most people do that. I'm not sure. Do you do it in America, England? Please tell me. I'm interested in those things. Next weekend is Easter, Ostern. And in Germany and Switzerland, again, we have this custom of Ostereier, Easter eggs, to hide them, verstecken. So the parents will hide the Easter eggs, die verstecken die Ostereier, and the kids are searching for them. Die Kinder suchen nach den Ostereiern, and having a lot of fun, of course, and everybody is eating tons of chocolate, Schokoladenhasen, especially here in Switzerland. You can buy those Schokoladenhasen since February. And some of them are very large, up to, I've seen one which was about half a meter high, it cost about 60 francs. I don't think anybody is eating that much chocolate. But what I'm going to do is next Monday or Tuesday after Easter, they usually sell those Osterhasen for half the price, so I will buy mine then. I will not be here next weekend. I'll be climbing in the mountains for the Easter holidays for 4 days. So, sorry, don't expect no news from me next weekend. But back to today, to bikes. Both we, here in Switzerland and in Germany, we use our Velos, or unsere Fahrräder, a lot. In Germany we have a lot of Fahrradwege. So you have a way for the pedestrians and you have a way for the bikes. And they're usually right next to the street, but not on the street. So in Germany, you usually are not allowed to drive on the street when there is a Fahrradweg. If there isn't one, of course you have to drive on the street. But here in Switzerland, they usually don't have it. Sometimes they have a way marked, or they have a Fußweg marked that is allowed for both Fußgänger and Velos. But usually you have to drive on the street. And that was very tough for me in the beginning, because I was used to drive by bike, but to drive on the Veloweg and not on the street. And especially if you're in a big city and there's a lot of car traffic and all the cars are driving everywhere and I'm right beside those cars, so it made me a little bit afraid. Ich hatte ein wenig Angst. But by now I'm used to it. So I still don't like it. Especially here in Lucerne, we have some very bad crossings. Oops, I'm getting a telephone call, sorry. Yeah, that was my mom telling me, you know, just wanting to hear my voice. also, back to Velos. As I said, we love to drive our bikes. In northern part of Germany, of course, it's very flat, so most bikes are touring bikes or Rennfahrräder, racing Velos, racing bikes. But here in Switzerland, there are a lot of mountain bikes. They're called bikes, just bikes. And I also have fun, and I love to take it in the mountains and, you know, drive up and down the mountains. And we just call it biken. So we take bike and just make a verb of it, biken. So it's not a real German word. I don't know. We have a word for it, a real German word for it. It's biken. If you're planning to visit us here in Switzerland, I can really recommend that you rent a bike. The SBB, the Swiss Train Company, is renting bikes. You can rent mountainbikes, touring bikes, city bikes. And you can rent it at all large train stations. And you can hand it in at any other station. So you can take a bike, drive anywhere you want, and stop at another station and return the bike. And it's not too expensive. And if you are really sportive, of course, you might want to consider to even cross the Alps, die Alpen überqueren mit dem Bike, which is very tough. But it might be a challenge if you are man enough for it. Okay, that's it for today. We have Sonntag, den 1.4., den 1. April 2007. Es ist herrliches Wetter gewesen heute. Super Tag, um in die Berge zu gehen. We still have snow in the mountains, but it's hot, so everybody is getting very brown, it's very white around the eyes because of the sunglasses. So you can always see who is going, who's skiing and who isn't. Okay, that's it for today. Tschüss.